Paul, I know we've talked in the past about that 2015 NHL draft, but sort of gets underscored on a night like last night, maybe the importance to this franchise of what this team was able to get. Three of the four goal scorers last night were all picks from that year. Sammy Niku, of course, as well, and a couple Moose regulars, and Jansen Harkins and Michael Spacek. So just from your perspective, when you get that many players that have all turned pro and are all making contributions, what does that do to stock the shelves and help get this franchise to where it is today?
So Kyle will be the only one over 25 pick, right? That you're talking about? So you guys do the math on it or the analytics on it. Very difficult. I mean, after a certain number, and I think it's 22 or 23, being able to pull players out of that and have them be good players is, first they get the credit, but the amateur scouts that we have here have done just a miraculous job clearly identifying the higher draft picks and being right on that. And there's lots of evidence that says that's not as easy to do as you would think, but getting guys out of the middle part of the draft or just after that number, there is a number there that after they're pretty much all the same pick. And then 4 years out, right? So 4 years after a draft, you've got probably another amateur year, and there are two on normal, and then you got a pro year, and they get, and now they're all, I guess maybe with the exception of Kyle, they're all kind of cutting their teeth in the NHL, and we need them over a year's time to make a pretty strong improvement if we feel we have a chance to contend this year. If we feel we're a top 10 team, those guys have to become older than they are. So we're happy with where those young guys are developing. There's lots of room to grow. We think, we don't know what the ceiling for Kyle is, but he's a good operator right now. Those other players that scored that you've mentioned, we think that there's a lot of area that they can grow into.
So Mason takes that penalty, I think it was in the first period yesterday, and we talked to him and he said that that's a play he'd probably do the same thing every time, and maybe it doesn't get called a lot of times. But for a young player in a fourth line role, I mean, that can be a tough thing, right? Where you almost worry, like, geez, is that going to...
Yeah.
How do you see him handling something like that?
I look for more themes there. So he's got a hold on him, too, in Boston, I believe, in the offensive zone. So you're kind of watching that. And then a lot of it's just making an adjustment with your feet more than anything else. That might be the biggest change for these guys of all, is how fast this game is, how quick, when that puck drops, and if you watch Columbus, you know, and we would have had this in our pre-scout, they jump very hard and very fast on every face-off. It's part of who they are. And you're right. So I take a look at a penalty with a young guy first. Do I like the call? Doesn't matter whether I like it. It's still a penalty, but there's some calls that you go, well, there's no sense talking about that. And then you're looking for a theme, not necessarily a one-off, because everybody's taking one of those penalties, right? Those young guys have been pretty disciplined. Brendan Lemieux had a little problem in Helsinki with some penalties, and he learned to clean up his game. So, you know, there's room for those guys to make mistakes and grow. That would be a theme of where we've been over the last two or three years or 4 years.
You mentioned before how unique of a player Dustin Byfuglien is. How unique of a player is Brennan Tanev?
Yeah, I mean, that's the guy that used to fill that role couldn't skate. Right, he was the tough, grinding, block shots, fight, wouldn't contribute a whole lot offensively, but rarely did you have a guy like that can skate like Brandon. So he's kind of the new age grinder, blocks every shot, and is in on the forecheck, and he's almost always bleeding on the bench, truly. Like, his nose is cut, there's something bleeding on him every time he comes back. But his strength is his ability to do it every night. Right. Whatever he gets offensively in so many ways is just a bonus, and he's capable of it with that speed, but he's unique in that for sure.
Just going back to Appleton, Paul, what are some of the things you see in terms of him getting more comfortable but staying sharp enough that it's not complacent?
The first thing we asked of him when he got here is not to consider his points as the defining factor of whether he's a good hockey player in the NHL or not. The first thing he had to learn is to play at such a high pace. And in doing so if you watched him play in the American League last year, he played at the right pace there, but he made an awful lot of plays, had some good finish, was a pretty prolific player for the Moose. He's going to eventually grow into be able to do that, we think, in the NHL. I don't know where the offensive ceiling gets to. Really, some of that has to do with the coach, because if you're not on the power player and you're playing in that top six hole, your numbers just aren't going to be as good. But we think he has the hands to be able to eventually get there. All we want him to do is go as hard and as fast as we can, and that's really all we monitor with him. But I would say in Boston, he also started to make some of those plays, and weren't necessarily in the offensive zone either. So for a young guy, you're getting 8 minutes a night. You don't get much room to turn pucks over because you don't have 20 goals waiting for us. If you do turn a couple over, you're not finishing at the other end. But he started to make some inside plays in traffic, which starts to show some confidence. I can make this play. I'm not worried about getting benched if I don't make this play. Now, if he doesn't make that play 10 times in a row, he's not going to be on the team. So it takes some confidence, right? A little bit of courage to say, I can make this play and be right about that. We got lots of pucks being turned over by young guys all the time. There's a learning curve there. But they don't get to be really good until they can decipher it. Not only is this the right time to make this play, I've got the skills and the talent to make that play. So we've started to see that come out more in his game, little plays underneath, plays that you're going to see Wheeler try all day long, right? He has the command. He also won't on some. He'll just kick some out. That's the difference between veteran and rookie, right? But we think he's got some nice hands.
Is there a goalie plan for tomorrow?
Working on it. I don't always decide right away. We'll talk to Connor, see how he's feeling. We got 2 days off. Just coming off a big long break. He was just lights out in Boston, so he's feeling good. He liked his game last night. Those are the things we're factoring. We want to get LB back into one, but off a 2-day break, big game at home, and then go out on the road. There's back-to-back in there. Those are the things we're looking at. I haven't decided yet.
Just a couple of details questions about entries. Last night there was a bit of a new wrinkle from the top unit on the power play. Winger doing a different bit of a route, and it seems like maybe you're trying to open up a little bit of space in the middle. How important are entries to that top unit?
Really, really important, and a struggle for us a little bit right now when we're at our best. But so let's just be positive here today, because the good guys won. The other unit's entries are really good, right? That's the goal. Now, some of it is if they're going, hey man, we only got 35 seconds out here on this power play. We got to get through this neutral zone as fast as we can, and they do, right? So the other group, it's changed. We've got different guys bringing the puck up the ice. We're looking for – you can't just have one plan, right? You have to work one to milk it for as long as you can and then make an adjustment. But we're in the process of dealing with that today, as a matter of fact.
I guess it's a bit early to comment maybe on the returns from it. What did you see from it yesterday in your
opinion? It's a work in progress would be the best way I'd feel about it.
And then on the PK, same thing. You obviously want to prevent entries as well as you can. I went through a really nerdy video clip for a while. It seems Scheifele and Wheeler are a little bit more aggressive than your other wingers in terms of that puck pressure. How important is that in terms of stopping the entry?
When we like our power play, we like our entry stops. That would be, if I'm going to pick an element on our PK, I would say, okay, tonight I want this to be really good, that would be where we would be good. It sets everything up, right? How much structured zone time the other get, and we feel, it was a good pickup, by the way. We feel that we don't necessarily have to have all the same look on each group. There are different skill sets because Wheeler and Scheifele skate so well, they can run a different, more aggressive stand. So we're working on that too. You're banned. You revoke that man's pass.
Feel free to
take away his computer and video on the way out.
Do you count when you just measure how good things are going? Do you count zone time as opposed to like per minutes of the power play? Is that
we would zone time is important to us, because that usually tells you structure, right? If there's a bit of a threshold, and once you pass it, that tells you they're in their zone. We use all of that stuff. It's the vast, and on a huge sample, there's trends that you like. The goaltending outlier changes just about everything, right? So how where the shooter gets the shot from, how many passes they make through the seam on you, not back up and over the umbrella, but through that seam. Yeah, we use all that stuff. We count all that stuff. Again, flatten his tires too.
Bufflin and yours, do you have any updates?
Both skated this morning. Buff was pretty happy when he got off the ice. Nicky's still, he hasn't hit his time window yet. So if Buff comes back tomorrow, feels good, he'll get another skate. The next phase for him is a gold jersey in practice, and that may take place before the San Jose game. But if he's now in that window, if he can prove to the doctors he's strong enough and he's moving well enough in the practice, he may be one of those guys that gets to bypass the gold. It's not really a contact issue with him.